my dearly beloved in Christ, the beautiful story of the Nativity of our Lord as narrated by St. Luke is something we never grow tired of reading or hearing read. And we should reflect upon it, upon each little aspect of our Lord's birth, because it seems that every year at Christmas we learn something new, or we draw some new thought from the Christmas story. And I would like tonight to reflect upon just one aspect, and that is the fact that our Lord was born at midnight. Now, it doesn't exactly say in the gospel that it was midnight, but we know it was the nighttime because the shepherds were keeping the night watches with their flock when the angel appeared. But tradition has always held that it was in the middle of the night, midnight. And likewise, our Blessed Mother, the Annunciation, according to tradition, took place in the middle of the night. Now, why is that, we might ask? I believe for several reasons. First of all, because the graces of God are precious, and they're not given in the midst of the hustle and the bustle and the noise of daily life. And so these wonderful events took place in the quiet stillness of the night, in the middle of the night. Now, if we look about us in the world today, all we see is the hustle and the bustle of activity. But sadly, so many people get caught up into that rat race that they have no time to think and to pray. Now, I was looking for it and wasn't able to find the quote that I wanted. But in the Old Testament, there's a quote that goes something like this. With desolation is all the land made desolate, because there is no one that considers in the heart. And I looked up at least that phrase, considering in the heart, and I found a dozen or so references in the Old Testament to the importance of considering in the heart. So what does that mean, that we must consider in the heart? It means we must think deeply about the truths of our faith, and tonight, about the mystery of Christmas. The devil would like to keep people so busy that they can't think. They don't have time to think about what their conscience is trying to tell them about God and why they were made and so forth. And so people always have, it seems, things in their ears. They're listening to music. The television is on, or there's always something going on. There's always noise. And there's no quiet time. Once I was traveling and I was checking into a hotel, and I don't know why, but the person in attendance there wanted to show me into the room. Maybe there was something that person had to show me. So she went in, unlocked the door, you know, gave me the key, went in, and what did she do? She went and turned the TV on right away. And I was insulted by that, as though that's what I would want, is the TV on. And isn't that a good example of what life is like and what people are like in the world? They got to have noise. I was, the other day, is coming here, and I had in one airport a long layover, several hours, and it took some doing, but I finally found a little corner that nobody else was around, where it was quiet, where I could just read and say my office and think and pray. So think about this, the importance of having some downtime, some quiet time, to pray, to meditate, to, as the scriptures say, to consider in the heart. With desolation is the whole land made desolate, because there's no one that considers in the heart. There's no one that meditates anymore. So what does that mean, to meditate? It means to read, most of us would need to read, a selection from a spiritual book, and then to think about it, to let that thought sink deep into your mind and heart, and to use it as a motive of praying to God. So spiritual reading is something we should do. And when you're reading a spiritual book, don't be so concerned at getting done as quickly as possible. You come across a profound thought, stop, think about it. Think about what that thought means, and then move on to the next passage. So spiritual reading or meditation with thought behind it is important. Now, in the Christmas story, in fact, I believe it's tomorrow morning's the second Mass, the Gospel, it speaks about the shepherds going and seeing the Christ child, etc. And then St. Luke says something very important. He says, but Mary kept all these words in her heart. The shepherds came and they told her, and they told St. Joseph how the angels sang and angel appeared to them and so forth and told them the great news. And Mary kept all these words in her heart. And St. Luke mentions that a couple of times. Our Lady didn't speak, but she thought, she meditated, she reflected. So let that be a lesson that we all think about this Christmas. How much time do I spend in meditation, in thinking of the truths of my faith, reflecting upon them, to read spiritual reading, and then to think, to meditate, to reflect? This is a problem today. Not enough people take the time to shut out the noise of the world, to shut out all the distractions that are so commonplace, and just to think, to meditate on the truths of our faith. Because without that, there's going to be no living of the faith. If we don't think about it and let it penetrate deeply, then we will we'll be much less likely to practice it, to live it. Let that be one reflection on this wonderful feast of Christmas that we think about and strive to apply to our lives, to be devout persons who meditate, who think about the wonderful truths of our faith, so that we might put them into practice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.